In local news, council and the community board are holding a public meeting on Thursday evening to discuss the recent problems with wastewater being discharged on the incoming tide in Raglan. The meeting will be in the Stewart Street Church Hall at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Lots of people from council will be present, including council managers, council staff, water care staff, the chair of the Waters Governance Board, and our local councillor and community board chairperson. The meeting will be filmed and put on YouTube afterwards for those who can't make it, and there will be an explanation of the technical issues that caused the problem and a chance for the public to ask questions. Meanwhile, Waikato Regional Council has started an investigation into the events of the last month as the discharges are a breach of the wastewater system's resource consent. The last time this happened in 2016, they said the District Council's poor record with wastewater getting into the harbour would be taken into consideration with future breaches of the consent conditions, but it will be some time before we hear the result of the investigation. Meantime, Waikato District Mayor Jackie Church has apologised to the community for the continued problems and says that council and water care are manually checking the system is working properly at the moment as the bug in the system popped up a second time after they thought they'd originally fixed it. Elsewhere, Rob Mokoraka is bringing Shotbro to Raglan this week. He'll be at the area school this morning at 11:15 a.m. talking to senior students and staff, and he'll be part of a hikoi around the three bridges on Saturday at midday before repeating Shotbro for the public at 2 p.m. in the school hall. Rob has taken his experience of being shot by the police and turned it into a one-man theatre project called Shotbro, Confessions of a Depressed Bullet. Rob will be holding a conversation afterwards, and mental health professionals will be on hand for people to talk to individually. There will also be Kai, and parents are welcome to come along to this morning's presentation, so the organisers. They also say they're asking people to wear green and orange colours, which are associated with mental health and suicide awareness, respectively. And Sarah McConey from Ngāti Maniapoto Kaitahu Iwi and Ngāti Te Kānawa Hapu, also known as Sarah Court locally, has made the finals of the Māori Literature Trust 2023 Awards in the English Short Fiction category. Sarah is a writer, creative and counsellor, best known for her operatic performances and working at the Community House till recently. Sarah says she's astounded and excited to be in the finals. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, the 1st of November, 2023.